chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire, now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Good morning, Bucknutters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning 5 here on Monday, July 5th, 2021. I am Dave Biddle. I am happy to be joined by Steve Hellwagon. Hope everyone had a great 4th of July. I know if you're a Buckeye fan, you had a great 4th of July because JT Tuimoloau committed to the Buckeyes yesterday. Steve, it has been well worth the wait for the number one defensive lineman in the country. According to 24/7 Sports, the number one overall player in the country. According to the composite, he's the number three overall player in the country. He's really, really good. Well worth the wait to get JTT, Steve.
No question about it, Dave. And this is kind of past the 11th hour because the team's already involved in summer conditioning and preparing for the start of preseason camp on August the 1st. And he's going to be joining the rest of his new teammates in kind of midway through that whole process when he arrives in Columbus. I'm not sure we've got a clarification on the exact date he'll be coming to Columbus. Looked like he was very comfortable in his living room back in Washington, making that decision, peeling off that outer jacket to wear the old school gray Ohio State sweatshirt. The whole family was decked out in Ohio State gear, and they're not daunted by the fact it's going to be about a 6-hour commute each way when they want to come and watch him play or come and visit him or move him in or move him out or whatever it is. So it's going to be very interesting seeing when he gets on campus, how he joins the group, and what kind of an impact he can have as a true freshman. But the number three overall player in the composite, I wrote a story, a couple of them, about the, kind of the historical significance of this. And Larry Johnson, I believe, in his 8 years at Ohio State, this is the 13th national top 100 defensive lineman that he has signed. And for Ohio State over the last 20 years, it's the 14th national top 10 player overall that Ohio State has signed. And obviously a great list going back 20 years with Ted Ginn Jr., Terrell Pryor, some of the notables on that list. I think Nick Bosa may have been on there. I don't think Joey Bosa was, but just a tremendous list of guys down through the years that that the Buckeyes have been able to sign. And certainly they're going to have Jack Sawyer, who was number four in this class, as well as JT Tuimoloau at number three. And of course, next year they have the number one overall prospect signed with Quinn Ewers, the quarterback, not signed yet, but verbaled obviously to Ohio State. So they make history every time they add a new player, it seems like, over there at the Ohio State College. Larry Johnson, Ryan Day, Kerry Combs, just keep it right on rolling.
Yeah, and we can finally put a bow on the 2021 recruiting rankings. Ohio State, they will finish number two. They were number two. They obviously gained some points on Alabama, but they will not catch Alabama for the number one spot in the 2021 class. Ohio State finishes with 22 commitments in their 2021 class, an average of 94.7 for each player. That's your average player ranking, 94.7. Bama, they signed 27 kids. They had an average player ranking of 95.0. They had 327 points. Ohio State had 316. LSU finishes third at 295 points. So there you go, putting a bow on the 2021 class. Steve, what kind of impact do you think JTT is going to have as a freshman this fall?
Well, that is a tremendous question, Dave, because it kind of goes back to what I said in the beginning. How quickly can he assimilate to Ohio State's culture? I mean, they're bringing him basically in sight unseen. He did take a visit to Ohio State and got to meet everybody, but he's never had a workout with Mickey Marotti. Whereas even the guys who just enrolled in June have at least spent 6 weeks or whatever, 5 weeks in the program with Mickey Marotti and know where they, you know, how everything's done. You know, if it's a 6 a.m. workout, you arrive at 5:30. I mean, it just there's a routine involved for the freshmen and for the players at Ohio State. And it's going to be incumbent on JTT to now kind of take on that and understand that he's got some ground to make up if he wants to be on this team and in the two deep and out there on the field this fall. It's great that you have all of the recruiting rankings and the tremendous physical specimen and everything, but now you've got to apply yourself to become a difference maker at this level. And that's hard for a freshman a lot of times to do that. So we'll see how he does in that acclimation process. And to me, I think they're going to try and make it as smooth a process as possible so that he can realize some of the rewards on the field this fall, and they can take full advantage of what he can bring to the table. He is a freak. He's capable of doing things that other guys aren't capable of doing. And so they got to get that out of him. And that's the biggest thing at this point, getting the performance out of him. And that's what Mickey Marotti specializes in. I know Larry Johnson will push him to the moon, push him as hard as he can in the next 2 months to get ready to play and let the chips fall where they may. I think Zach Harris and Tyreek Smith are still the starters. You've still got some veterans like Tyler Friday, Javonte Jean-Baptiste, who are there. Jack Sawyer, who's pushing for playing time, obviously going to push really hard. Now JT's in there, and you got Noah Potter as well, who's kind of dipped between tackle and defensive end. You got seven guys for two spots. I think it's a good amount of depth, good amount of experience, and some new blood that's really going to shake some things up.
So the rich got richer yesterday with JTT going to the Buckeyes, and the rich are going to get richer probably again today in the 2022 class. Ohio State's probably going to land Kojo Antwi, who is the number 8 wide receiver in the country in the 2022 class, number 73 overall prospect, according to 24/7 Sports. 6 foot, 190 pounds from Suwanee, Georgia. He's originally from the country of Ghana, and crystal balls from Steve Wiltfong and the Dean, Bill Kerlick. I mean, that's pretty much on lockdown when Wiltfong and the Dean have the crystal balls in for Ohio State to land a prospect. So it looks like at 11 a.m. today, Steve, 11 a.m. Eastern, the Buckeyes are going to land Kojo Antwi. Brian Hartline is an absolute menace.
Yeah, he has been, it's kind of like he looks at Larry Johnson and says, I see your 5-star defensive end. I'm going to raise you an outstanding wide receiver. And, you know, it goes back and forth. And these two guys are two of the best recruiters that I can ever recall at Ohio State. You know, I go back to the mid 90s. They had guys like Bill Conley and Mel Tucker just a lot of great coaches over the years. Tim Spencer could get running backs like nobody's business. And it was just up through the Trestle era, you know, with Daryl Hazel was a great recruiter. And, you know, then went off on his own as a head coach and so on. So, yeah, I think, Luke Fickell did a great job. And so we're seeing it with Brian Hartline. He is at the top of his game right now as a recruiter. Ohio State's had some defections in the wide receiver group with Mookie Cooper and Jameson Williams. So they do need to rebuild that depth a little bit. And obviously going to lose the top two, you would think, after this year. Olave would be done, and certainly Garrett Wilson will probably pursue an NFL career, you would think, after this coming season. So they need some fresh blood there in the wide receiver group after some defections, and Kojo Antwi definitely fills that bill. I think he's from Ghana originally, family with Ghana descent, moved to the United States, and in Suwanee, Georgia, right now one of the top players in Georgia. And to go down there and take him right out from underneath Georgia, and Texas A&M was also pushing for him. So a great coup for Ohio State. This is a guy that could play outside or he could play in the slot. Again, versatility is key. And to me, just again, another piece that you add to the puzzle that's going to help you continue to dominate the Big Ten and get to the college football playoff. You can't win the playoff unless you're in the playoff. And they're recruiting players that can help them continue to stay in the playoff.
Great stuff from Steve Hellwagon. Thank you very much, Steve. Thank you to all the listeners out there for tuning in to the show. We appreciate that very much. Hope everyone has a great day. Let's hear that Buckeye swag, best damn band in the land.
If you want to win your fantasy football league, it starts right now. The offseason is the best time to get ahead of the competition. We'll help you win your league on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network. Fantasy Football Today has 3 episodes every week following the latest news, giving you early rankings, early sleepers, breakouts, and busts. So if you're a dedicated fantasy football manager, check out the most dedicated podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found.